You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
The Drive at 5, the stories driving today's headlines. Brought to you by ServiceMaster of Greater Pittsburgh. When disaster strikes, demand the yellow van. On 100.1 FM and AM 1020, KDKA.
All right, here we are. An hour left here. We'll talk to Jeff Hathorn before we get out of here. And there's a ton to get into. You might be Christmas shopping this weekend. So there's that. Anyhow, I might dive into that before we're out of here today, too. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. This is something where it makes big news. It's all over the news stations. You hear it here. Some cable news networks even break in live, honestly, with some sort of reports. And I look at this and I go, all right, I sort of got my answer. Anyway, it's this.
8 votes yes and 3 votes no. The motion passes.
A federal vaccine advisory committee has voted to end a long-standing recommendation that all U.S. babies get the hepatitis B vaccine on the day they're born. Dr. Cody Meisner voted no.
And I will just say, we have heard do no harm is a moral imperative. We are doing harm.
For decades, the government has advised that all babies be vaccinated against the liver infection right after birth. The shots are widely considered to be a public health success for preventing thousands of illnesses. Today's recommendation, which has to be accepted by the director of the CDC, would overturn a 30-year-old policy. Sabrina Cupid for CBS News, Atlanta.
All right, now this is sort of lost on me in a way, in that I fail to understand how some people, and everybody is free to go about the way they take care of their health or their health advice the way they want to. You do you, I'll do me, right? But I fail to understand how people take the advice of those who...
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
They've never met, who are in a... And no matter what side you're on or no matter who's in this position... People they've never met, people are in a suit and tie in Washington somewhere, people are in an office, and people who they don't have personal communication with. As opposed to, like, with this vaccination situation, or any vaccination, or any health recommendations, or any health advice. You don't turn to your physician or someone in charge of your care that knows you particularly and say, what do I do here? That's the part I'm lost on. And maybe I'm too elementary. Maybe I'm too simple. And that's probably the case. But I don't get this. Like, okay. So now the CDC has advised this for more than 30 years and they're reversing course. And some will listen to what they're doing and doing that live. Okay. They'll change and go to that. All right. I've got to listen to what happened today. People who are pregnant, women who are pregnant, wouldn't they yield to an OBGYN who has followed them through pregnancy, who knows what their body is, who knows exactly what their situation is, who knows their case, and then they simply say to them, hey, what should I do in correlation with the pediatrician who's going to care for this child after I have it? Let's have a discussion about that. Not necessarily the 30,000-foot discussion that people in Washington want to have, or the recommendation that the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention want to have, or any advisory panel, or somebody who's never seen my chart or never seen me. Let's talk here on this level. What do I do? And again, maybe I'm being too simple about this. Maybe I'm somebody who's missing something big here. But whether it is what I do if I hit my thumb with a hammer, or what I do in terms of vaccines, or what I do if I have some dreadful, awful terminal disease, I don't necessarily rely on the people who I've never met or people I don't have personal interaction with. I rely on the people that are caring for me. So the question's simple. It just is. Who do you get your medical advice from? At 866-391-1020. I had somebody earlier call, and they were, you know, very nice lady. And she said, I trust Ben Carson over everyone. So, okay, that's your personal opinion. I have a hard time trusting someone who's never walked into the room that I'm being cared for, or someone who I've never sat down with or talked to or even texted with on the phone and had personal communication about me. Because these sort of one-size-fits-all things, and that works both ways, whether you agree or disagree with it, the one-size-fits-all parameters don't necessarily fit everybody all the time. And I'll admit, maybe I'm in a unique situation. Maybe I know a lot of doctors and some other people don't. Maybe some people feel trapped by their physician or the personal care person, or maybe they feel trapped by a big healthcare conglomerate or their insurance company. And I feel like if you really want to find a way out, or you don't like the person who's in charge of your care, you can find somebody else if you truly want to. But this has now become, I like this person politically, so whatever they say medically, I'm going to agree with. Or, that guy sucks politically. I can't stand what he has, what he's all about politically, so whatever he says medically, I'm going to disagree with. Me, I cut all that stuff out of my life. I just do. I know a few doctors who I trust with everything. Whether I get stung by a bee or run over by a train, I call them and I say, hey, like, Dave, what do I do here? What's going on? Doc, this happened to me, or this is happening to me. I'm having these symptoms. What do you think's going on here? What should I do? And maybe that's foreign to a lot of people, or maybe it's something that I have an advantage over people. I don't know. But this shaking of the fists at everybody over one decision or another, to vaccinate, to not vaccinate, to get this dose, to not get this dose, whether or not it's time for hepatitis B right after you're born or down the road 2 months later, it is so lost on me that I can't even, I have a hard time understanding the conversation, because I look at everybody who's deep into the conversation on both sides and go, don't you have somebody in your life you can trust who's a medical professional that you just look at and go, hey, shoot it to me straight. Like, shoot it to me straight. What do I do here? And let's have a talk about it. So let me know at 866-391-1020. That's 866-391-1020. What am I missing here?
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free, so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.